This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan. Now, have you heard about plastic soup? It exists in oceans all around the world and enters our food chain, ending up in the mouths of our children. Now, if you find this alarming, you're quite right. It is a major problem, not just in developing nations, but in first world countries too. During a recent media visit to the Netherlands, I met someone who is so concerned with this issue, he's developed a social enterprise to deal with the plastic soup. Founder of the Clean Foundation, Peter Smith, tells us all about his work, the Plastic Madonna Project, and how 2016 will be the year where all eyes are on him. But first, he tells us a little bit about the Clean Foundation and its philosophy.
And it's a project from the Clean Foundation. The Clean is a Dutch acronym, and in Dutch it means like Klagen loont echt absoluut niet. Klagen loont echt absoluut niet, and it stands for complaining doesn't get you anywhere. This is how the Clean Foundation started, because we're all complaining about big problems, but often we always want somebody else to solve it. When you do something very little yourself about this problem, you've got a whole other relationship with the problem. It doesn't say it solves it, but people are far more willing to help you with the problem than when you're only complaining about a problem. This is the philosophy of the Clean Foundation. Whenever there is a problem, look for the tiniest thing you can do about this problem and do it. Just do it. Don't question it, because it's always a very small thing. You know, maybe sometimes it only takes you a second a day. But just do it. If it takes a minute a day, do it. And it doesn't solve the problem. Not always. But it helps you solve it. In a way you can't imagine.
Peter led an exercise with the journalists present to further drive home the power of action.
This whole project about the plastic Madonna is about the power of one. It sounds a little bit strange, but for those who are standing, you can keep on standing, but for those who are sitting now, I just want you to stand up. And I want you to imagine that you yourself discover that by touching the earth once a day, you'll improve the health of all future generations. Would you do it?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay, then please do it with me. Now imagine you discover that the effects of this tiny act increase exponentially when you do it in public. So, not secretly, not surreptitiously, not when you're walking the dog late at night. No, or you have to do it on a square where everybody can see you do it, in a mall. Will you still do it?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, okay, please do it. Now imagine your friends and your colleagues making fun of you because they see you touching the earth all the time. You know,
it's him again.
Yes, they touch the earth. But you know, if you have the courage to persevere, in the end, they will join you. Will you still do it? Then please, go with me.
It all began one day for Peter when he felt shame picking up a piece of plastic off the street.
A few years ago, I picked up my first piece of litter and I felt ashamed. And then I felt ashamed because I felt ashamed. How, for heaven's sake, is it possible to feel shame for doing something good? And I noticed that I was feeling shame because I never saw somebody do it. It's a very strange thing to do, you know. You only see tree huggers doing it, but not normal people. They don't pick up litter. I started to do it in a way people noticed me. And ever since I picked up one piece of litter, I knew for certain that that piece of plastic wouldn't end up in the plastic soup. So this would benefit all future generations. Because if you know what plastic soup is, you know it's not accidentally called plastic soup. It's what we are feeding our next generation. It's entering our food chain. Plastic soup is what we are feeding our children. And every time I know I see a piece of plastic on the street. I don't feel shame, I feel pride when I pick it up. Because I know for sure my kid, my little kid, my three kids won't eat that piece of plastic. So I don't feel shame anymore, I feel pride. So I started to do it in a way people noticed me. You can see me, how I pick it up. I pick it up in a fun way.
Peter would cycle around in a brightly coloured bicycle, picking up plastic bottles with a stick he designed with claws at the end, which he would then place into a big basket at the front of the bicycle. With the plastic litter that he collected, Peter made a giant sculpture of the earth to deliver his message. He also showed us shocking pictures of the extent of plastic litter in the Netherlands.
But I gathered all this plastic in a year's time. And from all the plastic I gathered, I made this huge piece of art. This is called The World of Litter, and it's made out of litter. It's not made out of plastic we're using. No, it's made from plastic we found on the streets. Because that's the problem. Plastic itself is not a problem. Often people think that plastic litter is only a problem in Asia or in third world countries. But this is the Netherlands, you know? This is also the Netherlands. This is Amsterdam.
Next, Peter explained how the plastic soup is made and how plastic litter in Amsterdam ends up in the sea.
If you see almost everybody drop it on the floor, you start dropping it on the floor because it's almost a normal thing to do because it's going to be picked up by civil servants, you know. But again, plastic is a wonderful material. And Amsterdam is a wonderful city due to its canals. One of the reasons why it's a wonderful material is it's very lightweight. So you only have to have a small wind, a blow of wind. A little bit of the plastic, not all of it, just a little bit of the plastic is blowing into the canals. It's not dropped in there by people on purpose. No, it's blown into it by the wind. And every night, fresh water gets in the canals and old water goes out. And with the old water, that little bit the municipality couldn't clean up gets into the main river that goes through Amsterdam. That little bit comes into the river. And a little bit of that is washing ashore. So I hope you see, you notice, that what you see here is just a little bit, a very tiny fraction of what is going on here. And most of what is not washed ashore is going to the sea. Conclusion of a scientific investigation that approximately 8 million tons, 8 billion kilos of plastic are entering our oceans every year again. One of the biggest problems we humans have that we don't comprehend these enormous numbers. Because you read it and you don't feel anything with it. So you don't act. You don't act.
He also shows us several clips from movies which illustrate the effect of plastic in the oceans, beaches, and other parts of our environment.
Have anybody seen this movie?
You can search these films up for yourself. They're also available on Peter's website, stictingclean.nl. That's stictingklean.nl. The first film he showed us is Midway by Chris Jordan. It shows how seagulls from an island named Midway off the Pacific suffer and die from eating plastic bottle caps and other debris.
Do we have the courage to face the realities of our time and allow ourselves to feel deeply enough that it transforms us and our future?
Now, don't you think these are stupid animals? Feeding their own chicks. Fantastic. How stupid can you be? But we are. Homo sapiens. The wise man. But every time we drop plastic on our street, every time we drop plastic on our street, it might enter the food chain of our children. Every time we see plastic on our streets, without picking it up, it might enter, that piece of plastic might enter the food chain of our children. Now I know everybody thinks that picking up one piece of plastic a day doesn't matter. But I discovered doing one thing a day, you think it doesn't matter, is the greatest force on our earth. The plastic soup is an example of this belief system, that you believe that doing one thing a day, that doesn't matter. We are 7 billion people on this earth, a number you can't comprehend. 7 billion is a number you can't comprehend. But a lot of those people think that if I drop just one piece of plastic a day, it doesn't matter, it's only one piece. But what you just saw here, the result of that belief system is that 8 billion kilos are entering our oceans annually.
That was Peter Smith of the Clean Foundation. We're kicking off the new year with this story on a social enterprise that has made saving the world its mission. More when we return on why all eyes will be on them this year on Resource Center, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon, it's Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan. We're kicking off the new year with the story on a social enterprise, the Clean Foundation, which has made saving the world its mission, and which will also build a giant plastic Madonna this year. Why and to what end? We've discovered what the Clean Foundation is about and how plastic soup ends up in our oceans. Next, Peter Smith, the founder, illustrates how plastic enters the food chain by showing us another film.
That's one reason why we call it the Plastic Madonna. It has something to do with the belief system. Not faith in a religious way, but believing that the thing you can do is too little to change the world. But it's the other way around. The thing you can do is one of the most important things you can do to change the world. Of course, it's not only birdseed. More and more fish are discovered with plastic inside of their guts. Whales choking in it, turtles, cows dying from it, giraffes dying from it, elephants. And don't think, we, the human species, don't have anything to do with it.
When you live in the Arctic environment, we need the oil of the seals and whales in order to have, you know, energy in our bodies. We have found out that in the food chain, the pollution is ending up in the fat. It means that our natural diet has been polluted so much that the doctors are warning us that breastfeeding women or pregnant women should not eat the fat any longer. It's terrible. It means that, you know, if we want to change anything, we have to change the minds of people, also in Europe, also in North America, also in Asia.
And if we don't stop tolerating plastic on our streets, this is what my children will experience. They are not allowed to breastfeed, or they are not allowed to eat fish when they're pregnant. And strangely enough, this whole problem is one of the easiest to solve. Anybody knows this? The ocean cleanup? It's an invention from an 18-year-old boy.
Peter likens the cleanup of the ocean as mopping while the tap is running. That means that the rate of plastic entering the ocean is faster and in larger volumes than we can clean up.
He wants to get rid of the plastic out of the oceans, you know? And everybody thinks this is a solution. But it's not a solution. So what's the wise thing to do? To close the faucet, to stop it, to stop. So imagine he gets out, with his solution, he gets out approximately 5,000 kilos every month. Let's assume he gets out this much plastic every day. What I'm now presenting is already a more positive thing that he thinks will happen. He thinks he will get this much plastic out every month, but let's assume he gets this out every day. Yes, that is far more powerful solution than he himself thinks it is. So if you get this out every day, you want to know what's getting in every day, you know? 5,000 kilos is entering every 15 seconds in our oceans. And this is 8 billion kilos entering our oceans annually. That is what it means. Start by picking up stones. If you want to address, if you want to solve this enormous problem that is poisoning our food chain, the food chain of my children, I don't know if you have children, but also your children, and you want to solve it, all you have to do is just pick up one piece a day. It's the only thing we have to do to address this problem. Be the change you want to see in the world.
Peter began a campaign encouraging Amsterdamers to pick up just one piece of plastic a day from the banks of the River Maas. And while passers-by ignored him at first, within days, thanks to folks just picking up one piece of plastic litter per day, the riverbank was transformed. And in no time, it was spotless.
I started picking up one piece a day, and now approximately 5,000, 0.03% of the 00 are picking up one piece a day, and this is what we pick up annually, 2 million pieces. 5,000 people in the Netherlands are picking up because they pick up just one piece a day.
So what's the Plastic Madonna project all about?
So we are going now to make Plastic Madonna, and I already told you one thing about the Plastic Madonna, why it's called the Plastic Madonna, is to address this belief system of people. It has something to do with faith, that the thing you can do to change the world is the most important thing you can do. It starts with you. But there's another reason why we call it Plastic Madonna. We want to exhibit it in Rio de Janeiro, during the Olympic Games. We already have permission to exhibit there. And why the Olympic Games in Rio? Because on this enormous mountain, there's this Jesus figure. And it's going to be on telly, you know, this Jesus figure. But then suddenly there's a plastic Madonna, Maria statue, made out of litter, plastic litter, recycled plastic litter. Why, I'm sorry to use this phrase, why in the hell is an artist making a Maria statue out of plastic litter and it's breastfeeding a baby Jesus? Why? You know, for free, the information that plastic litter is entering our food chain will spread over the world. And if only 1 out of 1,000 people who are watching this, 1 out of 1,000, so that's not a, you call it return of interest. It's only 1 promille, you know, it's very low. So this is a very conservative estimate. Only 1 out of 1,000 people will change their habit of not dropping one piece a day on the floor or picking up one piece of a day, this statue will make sure that 44 million kilos of plastic are not entering our plastic soup annually just by exhibiting this statue.
The Plastic Madonna is made of plastic litter that Peter and his associates have collected over the years. It will be broken down into raw materials and fed into a 3D printer for the construction of the Plastic Madonna sculpture, which will be displayed first on a beach in the Netherlands and second on a beach in Rio de Janeiro this year during the Olympic Games, which will hold the attention of people from all around the world. And hopefully in that way, through the Plastic Madonna breastfeeding her little plastic baby, Peter's message will be sent all around the globe. Do look out for it when the Olympics rolls around. You can also read more about it at stichtingclean.nl, stichtingklean.nl, and watch the movies that Peter showed us. This has been Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan for BFM 89.9.
If you pick up one piece and you put it in a garbage bin, then hopefully your country have a recycle system. If they don't, still put it in a garbage bin, because it, if it stays on the ground, you are sure it's going to enter the food chain. If you put it in a recycle bin, then it might end up in a landfill, and that's not a very good idea, but it's still a little bit better than... And eventually, maybe your government will clean up this landfill and recycle all the plastic in it, you know. But most countries, still more countries are using recycle systems to recycle all this plastic, because we have a lot of secondhand plastic, and that's one thing we want to do with also with this plastic Madonna. We have this 3D printing system, and we want to recycle all this plastic to filament. So this is
this plastic Madonna
is made out of plastic litter, recycled plastic litter, and printed by 3D printers. You know, because 3D printers can use this secondhand plastic we have here in our garden. And it was on our street. So I always say you have two choices. You can pick it. Maybe you think picking up litter is a little bit dirty. Yeah? But if you don't pick it up, over 10 years it will enter your food. So then you pick it up with your mouth. So you have a choice. You can now pick it up with your hand, or in 10 years it will enter your mouth. My choice is clear. I pick it up with my hand.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.